In local sports, the Associated Press hints that Cayman will be hosting an upcoming CONCACAF game against Cuba in November, and according to published reports, the game has been confirmed by the Cayman Islands Football Association. The Associated Press says the United States' home game against Cuba in the first CONCACAF Nations League will be played at Audi Field in Washington on December 11th. The site was announced Monday by the U.S. Soccer Federation, which has yet to say where the November 15th home match against Canada will be played. As part of the new tournament, the U.S. plays Canada at Toronto on August 15th. It closes on November 19th against Cuba, reportedly at the Truman Bodden Sports Complex. According to the ESPN schedule, as part of the CONCACAF Nations League matches, the channel will air the Cayman versus U.S. Virgin Islands game on September 5th at 2 p.m. local time, followed by a match against Barbados at 6:30 on September 8th. In cricket news, Cayman headed into Match 5 of the ICC World 2020 Americas qualifiers today, going up against Bermuda. So far, they've had two losses in Bermuda this week, falling to Canada on Sunday and the USA on Monday. Captain Alessandro Morris spoke to ICCcricket.com right after their loss to the USA.
The ground staff worked pretty hard. They tried very hard to get the game going. And once it got going, you know, the conditions were quite tough for the batters. But we dig in, we tried our best. The runs was not a lot in the end, but we fought hard. And I think USA just kind of nudged ahead of us, but we really give it the best we could. It was a bowler's wicket, but it was tough for the batters. But as again, the ground staff worked really hard. They tried to get us a good game. And we went out there and we tried our best on the wicket, but it was tough. It was tough conditions, and my guys stuck to it. They tried really hard. We just came up really short in the end by 10 runs, but we gave it the best we could.
Tomorrow, Cayman will face Canada again. The Cayman Islands Classic is nearing, and basketball fans are excited about the game matchups for the third annual event. As Radio Cayman's Paula Cow reports, 8 teams will compete in the tournament, held November 25th through the 27th at John Gray Gymnasium.
New Mexico State and Old Dominion advanced to the 2019 NCAA tournament, while Loyola of Chicago and Nebraska played in the NIT, and South Florida captured the 2019 College Basketball Invitational Championship. Colorado State will face New Mexico State in the opening game at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, followed by Loyola of Chicago meeting South Florida at 1:30 p.m. In the first game of the evening session at 5 p.m., George Mason plays Old Dominion. Washington State and Nebraska will conclude opening day action in the final matchup of the day starting at 7:30 p.m. Fans can purchase tickets online at www.caymanislandsclassic.com/ot/tickets.html. Semifinal round games are slated for 1:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. the following day, Tuesday, November 26th. Teams in the consolation bracket will play their second game November 26th with tip-offs at 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. The seventh place game will open the final day of competition on Wednesday, November 27th, starting at 11 a.m., followed by the fifth place game 1:30 p.m., third place game at 5 p.m., and title game 7:30 p.m. to crown the Cayman Islands Classic champion. For Radio Cayman Sport, I'm Paul Akal.
And the Cayman Islands Little League and the YMCA are looking for a field coordinator. Successful candidates will help ensure a, quote, safe, high-quality, and family-friendly environment for all patrons and guests to enjoy structured and well-organized programs and facilities for all participants. If you're interested, email info@littleleague.ky. And that's your latest local sports. I'm Karstley Fuller.